If you've accessed this file, you're on the home page of my Business Office Technology program. At the start of the program, the skills and knowledge of all learners are assessed. This information is used to enhance and personalize the learning and interaction with the material. It is to be noted that learners who participate in the design of their course's syllabus, that is, adjusting materials as the need arises, tend to develop a more meaningful interaction with their learning process. This class assessment technique I have found helps to heighten the interest and motivation of the learners. In addition to program goals and course goals, one of our aims as instructors, and especially my aim, is not only to assist learners in achieving the established institutional and course targets, but also their personal goals. This program consists of 12 courses, each varying in length from 1 to 4 weeks. Objectives for each course will be disseminated at the start of each course, but can also be found on the program's website along with the assessment and grading system. There will be two periods of assessment, midterm and final. The final grade will be a combination of the midterm and final grades. For details, please review carefully the school's policy on attendance and assessment. The design of any program or any course is important. For me, it is the background to achievement. This particular program is comprised of a composite of two types of learning systems. That is, the process of knowledge and skills acquisition will be obtained from two sources: face-to-face sessions with web-based activities. From Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., we'll have face-to-face sessions, which will include letters, discussions, collaboration in groups, online research activities, and assessments. Outside of class time, additional online material for each course will be available for reinforcement and follow-up. There will be optional resources for all who wish to deepen their knowledge of a particular area. Required reading assignments will be posted and test dates and reminders given. In the case of periodic absences, visit the online learning system at http://geocities.com/LorraineCross2001-2004. Learners will be required to read, quest, and apply their knowledge and skills to specific assignments for submission on due dates specified in class and posted on the course's webpage. As we travel around the services and tunnels of each course, we will pause periodically to assess our achievements. This will take the form of written quick checks and collaboration through group work. Presentation of group work will be done in class, however, group collaboration is required through the use of asynchronous communication in the group space which will be assigned. Assessment will be through the use of rubrics. Since we are a part of an institutional systems network, the luxury of saving to the local hard drive is not an option available to us. All work must be saved or backed up on a floppy or zip disk, preferably a zip disk. The latter you'll find more economical. In addition to these resources, all learners must obtain the required texts on the book list provided during the orientation period. Here I'd like to highlight one intangible requirement, and that is undivided time. Learners are expected to devote personal time for assisting with their reinforcement needs according to learning styles. Please use this personal journey to identify areas in which there is need for clarification and special attention or refocusing. Questions and comments are taken each day before the start of class and can also be submitted via email to LorraineCross2@yahoo.com. Evaluation. This will take the form of student instructor and student course evaluations. The evaluation of the instructor will be the final activity. However, at the end of each course, learners will be required to evaluate the course. This information is used to enrich the next course offering.